Tampa's alternative weekly newspaper, Creative Loafing, has terminated 7 full-time employees. 2 are writers, Alex Pickett and music critic Wade Tatangelo, and 1 is copy editor Anthony Salveggi. Most of the paper's local hard news coverage was done by Pickett and political editor Wayne Garcia. Creative Loafing's editor David Warner claims the layoffs will not affect the paper's news coverage.
Everyone in the team, the editorial team that we have, is full-time and working in various levels on the site and in the print publication. Their roles all involve some writing and some reporting and some blogging at this point. Some of this we'll have to reconfigure, and in working with Wayne, who is our political editor, we'll be looking at ways to use freelancers to increase our community outreach. We hope to maintain a relationship with the 3 edit staffers that are leaving that will allow them to write for us from time to time. All of that still needs to be ironed out.
The region's 2 daily newspapers have also made sharp cuts to news staff. The Tampa Tribune announced in July that it was trimming 50 newsroom jobs. Last month, the St. Petersburg Times and its online presence, TampaBay.com, announced a major restructuring. The publisher of Creative Loafing, Sherry Smith, said her paper will still include a focus on local news despite the current layoffs.
Our focus has been and will continue to be is focusing on the local news. We had 3 editorial staff members that we did have to lay off. We still do have a good significant size editorial staff that is still going to be focused on arts, entertainment, and news in our marketplace. And we do hope that we can attract additional contributors through citizen activism and journalism and blogging, and there's lots of opportunities for diversity on our news floor. But we still are committed to the investigative journalism and the coverage of local news.
Smith said that Creative Loafing is shifting its focus to become a web-first media company, and that the cuts were not made by just aiming for a target savings to payroll.
What we did is, instead of approaching it from a budgetary standpoint, we all sat in a room and said, okay, if we were to rebuild our company as a digital media company today, if we were to start a company, what would that newsroom look like? What would our sales staff look like? Across the board, what would it look like? And then from there, we were able to identify what the positions were that were needed and where we could look for restructuring the staff to accomplish that strategic plan.
The company also publishes papers under the Creative Loafing name in Atlanta, Sarasota, and Charlotte, North Carolina. In a controversial takeover last year, Creative Loafing acquired alternative newsweeklies in Washington, D.C. and Chicago. Some believe that purchase played a part in the company's need to apply for bankruptcy protection in September. The paper's editor, David Warner, said that the financial problems are common throughout the newspaper business.
We've become victims of the trends that are affecting the entire newspaper industry. The decline in advertising revenues, the move of readers from print to web, and then we're subject to the vagaries of the poor economy as a whole, which is affecting the advertisers' decisions and affecting the decisions of the people who own a company. All of those things impact us.